You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thanks for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. I pray that everything is going wonderfully, marvelous, super terrific in your life today. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merit Assembly of God. We're going to spend the next half hour with you. We're talking about developing a life of praising the Lord, why we should praise the Lord, how we should praise the Lord, and forever we're going to praise the Lord. That's where we're headed. We're going to be in Revelation chapter 19. And yesterday we were talking about for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. And so we're going to pick up in verse number 7 there today. But first of all, I'd like to say thank you to some friends of the Refresh Radio program, Dennis and Carla at Wyrick Air. They're based in Rockledge, Florida. Their phone number is 321-632-9538. Dennis pastors a church here in Central Florida and not only brings the word to the pulpit, but he brings the word to his business as well. Great couple and doing a great job of providing air conditioning repair, heating repair, and electrical installs and repairs to Brevard County. They travel all throughout the county. They handle things in a professional manner, and they even provide emergency service necessary. Primarily, they work in residential settings, but they do some light commercial work as well. They strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. Their phone number is 321-632-9538. License numbers are CAC 182-1309 and EC 130-0-2439. And I can tell you that they have done marvelous work for us through the years, and we are so grateful to have them as friends of the Refresh Radio program. And we pray God's richest blessings on their business, as well as the church that they pastor up in Geneva. I preached a revival for them, one of the meetings of their revival on a Saturday night back at the end of June, I believe it was, and had a great time up there. So we are very, very thankful for their friendship, and they may be a great resource for you to call should you need an air conditioning maintenance and service company. That emergency service necessary, not something they just put in their ads. I know for a fact that is something that they provide. Hopefully they don't have to provide it every night, but they do provide it when necessary. So, Revelation chapter 19, verse number 6, "And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready, and to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints." So, we talked about God and his character. He is the Lord. He's God. He's omnipotent. He's almighty. He's all-powerful. And he reigns. It's not something he just delegates. It's not something he used to be good at but isn't any longer. He rules and he reigns, and he always has, and he always will, and he is currently. Verse number 7 says this, and this is all still part of the praise the Lord declaration. It says, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come." The church is referred to as the bride of Christ. I have a presbyter. He is a person. He's an authority in my life. He's also a friend. And I'm sure he heard this saying someplace else, and I don't know who to originally attribute the saying to, but his saying is this: you cannot threaten a Christian with heaven. Where people who do not know Jesus, they may be thoroughly convinced of that their view of a eternity, or that when this life is over, that's all there is. They can convince themselves that there is no eternity, either with God or without God. They can deceive themselves to think that everybody's going to spend eternity with God, and it doesn't really matter what you live like here on earth. There's a lot of different deceptions that can take place. When it comes to praising God, we praise him because we know that he not only has a plan for the future, but that redemption that he has made a reality in our life points to an event in the future where we are going to be forever in the presence of Jesus in covenant relationship. Marriage is covenant. Marriage is not just a license that people have that gives them, you know, tax benefits or ownership benefits concerning the house. It's an eternal covenant. Marriage is a covenant, and our relationship with God should be a covenant. Your relationship with the church should be a covenant, as mine should be. In fact, you know, that covenant relationship that God has asked me to have is something that has kept me through some very difficult times, some disappointing seasons, some challenging seasons. And I'm thankful for covenant. That covenant says, look, I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. My covenant with my wife is till death do us part. And that means good economy, bad economy. That means good health, challenging health. When you're young, when you're not so young, that's the type of covenant. And many people in modern times do not realize that covenant. But as we look at Revelation chapter 19, the one of the reasons that we praise him is because of the fulfillment of the covenant that is pictured here and described in chapter 19. So because he is the Lord God omnipotent and he is reigning, it says, let us be glad. I don't know what your typical daily temperament is. I know that there are a lot of people who, as they, you know, go throughout their day, they're governed by sadness. There was something that may have happened, and there may have been a loved one that passed away. And as a result, they're just sad. And there can be moments that happen that cause us to have sorrow, but sorrow was never meant to endure for the remainder of our life. It's something that God is supposed to turn mourning into dancing and sorrow into rejoicing. You and I, if we have an event, a sorrowful event, make sure that does not become a sorrowful residency. There are some people who go through life mad. And you can do that. You're not going to have many people that really want to be around you if you're mad at people all the time. And so I have this evaluation of the fruit of the Spirit that if I'm struggling with a lot of different people, it's probably, you know, the more people I'm struggling with, the odds become greater and greater and greater that the source of the problem is not them. The source of the problem is me. And the fruit of the Spirit in the book of Galatians tells us that if we are abiding in the Spirit, that the Spirit of God is going to cause love, patience, gentleness, kindness, goodness, meekness, faithfulness, all of those things. It's going to cause those things to manifest. And that means our relationship with God or our relationship with others is going to thrive because of what is coming out of us. And so if you're mad at a bunch of people, I on one hand, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. On the other hand, I got a revelation for you, and that is this. You probably need to have a prayer time with God and say, God, you commanded me, let us be glad, and I'm more mad than glad, so I need you to do a work in me. Now, that might not feel good because no one likes to be the source of the problem. I don't like to be the source of the problem. I like to be the solution. I don't want to make the problems worse. I like everybody to like me and get along and, you know, everybody thrive. So I don't want you governed by anger. God wants you governed by the gladness that comes from having a healthy relationship with Him as the Lord God omnipotent reigning. So between sad and mad, those options need to be rejected in favor of, as we are praising the Lord, let us do so with gladness. Gladness is a state of gladness or happiness or well-being. It comes from the joy of what God has done. So there used to be a song that we sang, a chorus that says, look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. I'm going to praise His name. Why? Because look what the Lord has done. And whenever you see God acting on behalf of His will, His plan, His kingdom, His people, make sure that you worship Him and praise Him for the gladness that He is manifesting in your life. He says, not only let us be glad, and if you're glad, your countenance is going to show it. The facial expressions you are going to have is going to show it. I'm not a big fan of going around and being somber all the time. In fact, most of you have not met me. I had a childhood accident when I was growing up. I hung a ring up on a nail on the top of a fence when I was a kid and jumped over the fence. The ring stayed on the nail. I went over and the part of my finger went back on the side that I came from. So I'm missing two finger joints on one of my fingers. Means I can put a mean hook on a bowling ball. I'll tell you that. It's been a long time since I was bowling, but I had to adjust because one of the fingers I'm missing is one of the traditional ways that you would have bowled back, you know, when I was a kid. I had to adapt and have my own custom bowling ball. And when I did, I found out, you know what? I can get more spin on a bowling ball like this. So I found a way to adapt. I tell you that story because whenever I'm talking to someone, I'm generally going to try and be in a good mood. I'm going to probably tell a joke. And I tell people when they look at me and are you serious or are you joking? I hold up my hand and I show them. I said, you know, I only had two serious bones in my body. They took them both out when I was a child. The only time I'm serious now is whenever I'm preaching. But I like to go and I like to be glad and I love to rejoice. This word rejoice is coupled with that. It is a gladness that manifests itself in rejoicing. This is described, this word means extreme joy that is expressed outwardly. So we're a few weeks away from football season, and there are going to be fans across the country rooting for their football teams. And whenever a big play is made, they're going to be happy that that play was made. And it's going to show up in some of their behavior. They may stand to their feet. They may let out a cheer. They may shout. They may clap. They might high-five a neighbor. There will be some sort of expression that takes place. Rejoicing is something that is not only encouraged, it should be biblical behavior. And so I hope that you do that with the intent. This is what it says here. Let us rejoice. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory. And so it's not just an emotional expression. It's done with the fact of giving God the glory and the honor that is due his name. By the way, I will tell you that rejoicing is not just something that people do. Rejoicing is something that that heaven does and the angels of heaven do whenever a sinner repents. Every sinner who repents, there's a party of celebration in heaven. I can also tell you that in the Old Testament, it talks about God rejoicing over his people. And that word means that he's rejoicing. He's literally spinning like a top. And man, so many people live their life thinking that, and I'm talking Christians. I'm talking about people who love Jesus, who live their life thinking that God is always mad at them. I've told you about the conversations I have with my kids, and you know, I wish I could say our kids grew up in a perfect environment. They did not. There are some things that we lived through that I'm like, oh man, I can't believe we had to live in those conditions and things like that. I thank God my children have turned out to love the Lord, and all of them are serving him in some sort of ministry capacity. I'm very thankful for that. And I have to say, to God be the glory, because I know I'm not perfect. So I'm thankful for the conditions that he survived, you know, enabled us to survive. And so he rejoices over us. We should be rejoicing over him. The story I was going to tell you about the kids is, even though we did a pretty good job, it just wasn't a perfect job. If I tell my kids to this day, and they're all adults, they've got kids of their own. I say, hey, I need to talk to you about something, the automatic response is, am I in trouble? Did I do something wrong? And really, we didn't have that many conversations like that. But it's like, no, I'm no longer your disciplinarian. I'm your father. I love you. I want to have conversations with you. I want to celebrate with you. I want to encourage you. I want to set you up to succeed. That's the relationship that I want to have. And so whenever I need to have a conversation with, sometimes they may have a skill set that I need to avail myself of. You know, if you have trouble with technology, you need to find the family, you know, 8-year-old, and they can help you figure out the new technological breakthrough. Sometimes it's something as simple as that. Sometimes it might involve planning a celebration or things like that. So if you think that God is always mad at you, you may want to go back and read, I believe it's Zephaniah, the third chapter, where it talks about that God rejoices over us with singing. And so I'm thankful that when he thinks about us, he's not thinking of a lamentation. He's thinking about celebrating. So I'm almost to Zephaniah here. It's not a well-known book, but let me just read a few verses for you. This is Zephaniah chapter 3, verse number 16. In that day, it shall be said to Jerusalem, do not fear. Zion, let not your hands be weak. The Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one, will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. And so... verse number 14, this talks about how we were supposed to respond. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your judgments. He has cast your enemy, the king of Israel. The Lord is in your midst. You shall see disaster no more. And so there's a lot to indicate heaven is going to be probably much louder than what many people think. It's probably also going to be much more jubilant than what people think. You know, I've had to go into some courtrooms on occasion, not my favorite place to be. The last time I was in a courtroom, I'd been brought in to be considered to be a juror, and honestly, I was not my favorite experience that I ever had. You know, when you're going in there and you get to feel like you're the one that's being accused of doing something wrong, that didn't sit that well with me. And just like many people attribute the behavior of an earthly father and assign that to what the heavenly father is like, many people think that a courtroom here on earth must be how the courtroom is in heaven, where you're supposed to be quiet. You're not supposed to interrupt the proceedings. Well, the reality is heaven is a family reunion. It is a reunion of the redeemed. It is people who have survived temptation, survived tribulations, survived trials, afflictions, infirmities, and challenges. And it's a victory celebration. It really is. So that's what God says for us to do. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. I remember before we got married, I remember having to pick out a photographer. And now that photographer is no longer in business. I remember picking out the wedding rings. And there's a funny story about our wedding ring. When we purchased the ring, the place that we bought it said, "Hey, I want you to know that this ring, you are able to bring these rings back at any given point in time, and we will give you full credit towards a new wedding set. And, you know, and you don't have to worry about lifetime guarantee," except for that company went out of business. I remember sampling the food, the type of cake that we were going to serve at our wedding. I remember there was months and months and months of planning, and we got to experience that when, you know, our kids got married as well. But at some point in time, all of the preparation, and the funny thing is, the preparation takes months and months and months. A wedding ceremony really doesn't take that long. You know, most people spend all of their time preparing for the wedding ceremony, and they really should be preparing for the marriage, because the marriage lasts for a long, long time. But I remember as the wedding day approached that all of those decisions that had to be made, all of the resources that were invested in, all of that was coming up to a culmination of the wedding day. And I can tell you my memory is a lot better about the marriage ceremony than it was about all of the preparation. Someday we are going to stand in the presence of God, and we're going to be able to recognize the truth of this verse: "For the marriage of the Lamb has come. The church is the bride of Christ." And right now we have a wedding, a unification with Christ, if you will, becoming one with him. We have that to look forward to in the future. One day we're going to be able to say, "Today is the day. Rejoice, be glad." We'll see you next time here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.